Hallelujah. I know something happened to us. If you wish to give us an account of what happened to you just now within that fire impartation, maybe in the second service, you can let us know. We are looking at the benefits of God's power. The benefits of God's power. Our objective tonight, today, is to understand. Midweek service, we saw the necessity, why it is critical to walk in God's power. This moment, we want to understand what it profits, how profitable it is to walk in the power of God. In the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Without any doubt, it is far more profitable to walk in God's power than to walk without God's power. It's far more profitable. We saw in the life of Jacob what he was before he encountered God's power. In the book of Genesis 32 and in verse 28, "Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed." What does it profit to walk in power? Number one, power gives rise to the ability to fulfill destiny. The ability to fulfill destiny, the power of God. To live who you used to be in order to become who you are meant to become requires power. Genesis 32 and in verse 28. It was at the instance of power that Jacob became Israel. Jacob was who he was. Israel was who he was meant to be. Jacob was his history. Israel was his destiny. He left history into destiny at the junction of power. On the road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus became Paul the apostle when he encountered power on that road. Take the power of God. Left for the devil, he will hold you back. He will ensure that you remain who you used to be. But when you encounter power, I would have been naturally very timid, couldn't address a crowd. Many, many things. But power changed everything. Power made us rugged, fearless. Today, I decree, as we speak in this season of power, everyone here who has been held back by the devil from fulfilling your destiny, I declare that hold is broken in the name of Jesus. And you shall go forth and fulfill your destiny in Jesus' precious name. Number two, power gives us the ability to prevail over adverse conditions, conflicts, and battles of life. Adverse conditions, conflicts, and battles of life. It takes power to prevail, he said. As a prince, take the power to prevail. Like we saw sometime in the course of this month, Jacob was going to face Esau. And he told God, I am powerless. And after this encounter, I say, take power to prevail. Before this time, the whole life of Jacob had been filled with battles. From the womb, he struggled with Esau. After he came out of the womb, he struggled for the birthright. Before he could get married, he struggled to marry. They gave him the bride price that I haven't heard anybody pay before. 7 years of labor. After 7 years, they gave him another wife. Leah. He said, this is not the person I'm looking for. He said, okay, another 7 years. That's 14 years of hard labor. He labored to get everything. But when he came to this power junction, the battle was over. The last fight he fought was that fight. Over the conflicts of life. When you are powerless, you die as a victim. A victim of life's battles. A victim of adversities. A victim of conflicts. When you are powerless, you are buried in questions. I announce to someone here today, in the name that is above every name, power to collapse the obstacle in front. Power to face and face out that devil in your life. Power to terminate that battle you've been facing. Power. It is coming your way now. Somebody shout power. Shout it loud and shout power. Shout it loud and shout power. Let me announce this to somebody. The battle that defeated your father, you will be the one that will end that battle. The battle that finished others in your family, the battle that others have lost in your lineage, battle to live long, battle with a particular disease, battle with a particular infirmity, battle with rise and crash, the power of God coming on you today will terminate that battle for the rest. There are some of us, the battle that you are going to win, it's not just a battle that you will win on your own behalf. It's a battle you will win on the behalf of your family. On the behalf of your community. On the behalf of your lineage. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. Louder, in the name of Jesus. I cannot be a victim of the battles of life. Because I carry power. Take your seat. That's why power is necessary. As a person I know, without the power of God, where I would have been. I grew up as a very, very sickly child. Until I encountered power. Took 3 days fasting at the age of 11. Total, no food. The journey of power started then till date. Power gives us the ability to prevail over adverse conditions, conflicts, and battles of life. Number three, power gives us the capacity to possess our possessions and conquer needed resources. To possess our possessions and conquer needed resources. He said, "Ye shall serve the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 8:18. "For it is he that gives you power to take what is yours." Power to get wealth. Power to access your inheritance. It takes power because there are forces that don't want you to take what is yours. Darkness is hiding some treasures. Did you hear what I said? Darkness is hiding some treasures. Didn't you read that in Isaiah 45 verse 2? He said, "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness." There are things, the power of darkness, they are warehousing. Marine Kingdom is holding your money. Somebody didn't hear what I just said. The Marine Kingdom is warehousing some people's money. The witchcraft covens are warehousing some people's money. The occultic realm are warehousing some of your money. You need power to break through and take it out by force. You have given, you have sacrificed, you have tithed, you have done this, you have done that, and yet you are stranded. That is an abomination. You hear what I just said? You have given, you have prayed, you have praised, you have tithed, you have walked, you have labored, and yet you are stranded. It's an abomination. Why did Peter toil all night and caught nothing? Because he needed some power to break the thing that is inside the lake. Am I communicating at all? He said, I think that was Proverbs 11:15, where he said, "Strong men retain riches. Powerful people conquer wealth." A gracious woman retaineth honor, but strong men, powerful men, there is a level of spiritual strength needed to attract and retain, to conquer and maintain resources. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Today I announce everything that is yours, that the kingdom of darkness is holding, the power to take it from them is released upon you. Hey! Everything, for example, if there is a curse in your father's line that nobody should cross a certain level, that no matter how hard you try, people shouldn't become this, how would you break it other than power? Rugged power. Oh no, you tell the devil, "I'm not the one you are talking to. If you stop my father, you can't stop me." Why? Because what I know now, my father didn't know. If you stop my father, you can't stop me. What I know now, my father didn't know. What I have access to now, my father didn't have access to. The power I am connected to now, my father wasn't connected to. The mantle I am under now, my father wasn't under that mantle. You could stop him in his generation, but you cannot stop me in my generation. Somebody shout power! You can stop the villagers. You can't stop me.
What I know, my village men didn't know. My kinsmen never knew. What I have access to, they never have access to it. What I am connected to, they are not connected to it. So I cannot be stopped. Do you understand? That is why we need power. Where you have done what you are meant to do, and the forces of darkness say you shouldn't go, you tell them, I have already gone. I have already gone. I have not only gone, I have already gone and come, sir. And the truth of the matter is, anything we preach about, we see the signs of it. So I announce today the power, that power to possess your possession, that power to take what is yours, that power to inherit what is yours, is released now. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I possess my possession. I take what is mine by power. I cannot be empty-handed. When I have done what I need to do, are you ready? Say, I cannot be empty-handed. When I have done what I need to do, I must get what I need to get. Say it again, louder. Say, I cannot be empty-handed. When I have done what I need to do, I must get what I need to get. Take your seat. Is anybody getting anything from here? You can't be a victim of diversion, of destiny, power. Gives us the capacity to possess our possession and conquer needed resources. Number four, power gives us the capacity to keep the forces of the enemy in perpetual submission and defeat. The forces of, because you are going to be coming across the devil and his agents and his works everywhere, to keep the forces of the enemy in perpetual submission and defeat. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Perpetual submission and defeat. You keep the enemy where he belongs. You draw the boundary. Say, Satan, you can't enter here. Somebody say, amen. Has thou not blessed Job? You blessed the work of his hands. You made the hedge around him. Anything Job has around the world is hedged. Satan can't access it. Somebody say, Elada, amen. You keep the devil where they belong. Whether you met that devil in New York or you met him in Ijebode, you keep him where he belongs. Are you following what I'm saying? Anywhere you met him, whether it's a local devil or an international one, remain where you are. We are not age mates. Remain where you are. Peace be still. It's very important. If you lack power, you become a victim of satanic lawlessness. You become a victim of enemy recklessness. Because the devil at times behaves like a drunkard. He behaved like the madman that he possesses. Until you show him a higher madness. Until you show him a higher madness. Kobarata sita kalada. You become a victim. So we need power to keep the enemy where he belongs. In our families,
in our communities, in our territories. And number five, power gives us the capacity to administer the mercy, goodness, and love of God to our generation. To administer the mercy, the goodness, and the love of God to our generation. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. When we have power, we become channels of his mercy, channels of his goodness, channels of his love. Your words become healing words. Your words become consoling words. Your hands become healing hands. Your speech becomes deliverance speech. People are saved. People are delivered. People are healed. People are chained. Those who are chained are freed because you carry power. When you lack power, you watch people suffer helplessly, including loved ones. You watch them suffer helplessly. You are unable to interrupt the devil. I'm not even talking of healing. Somebody said, I had a bad dream. Somebody is choking somewhere in the night. You rise to the occasion. Satan, get out of here. You won't do this under my watch. Very, very important. We need that power. That power. That power. And God wants us to be his instruments. Say, go into all the world and preach the gospel. But we can become effective as we function with power. Somebody say a loud amen. What is the secret of this power? We'll be looking at it in detail by coming Sunday. But just two things. Number one, the kingdom assignment of soul winning. The kingdom assignment of soul winning is a secret of power. Luke 10:19, the Bible said, the 70 returned. Luke 7 from verse 15, the 70 returned with joy, saying, the demons, devils are subject to us through your name. And then in verse 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power. They went on assignment and they ended with power. Are you just sitting in church, warming the benches and pews, or just available to shout hallelujah and shout amen, or you are active in the kingdom assignment of soul winning? When was the last time you invited anybody to church? When was the last time you won anybody to God? I was at the Ugandan airport yesterday on the way coming back because we went to Uganda for a program. And the immigration and the people there rushed at me. Man of God, pray for us, pray for us. And I said, before I pray for you, I want you to give yourself to God. Led them to Christ right in their airport, in their country. I didn't know who knew me there. But I couldn't just give them prayer without giving them the master. When was the last time you won a soul to God? When was the last time? And you are looking for power. That's why so many Christians are powerless. Because they have no business with kingdom assignment. The apostles didn't pray for power or beg for power. They walked in the power naturally. Because they were permanently on assignment for God. So many children of God are very powerless. Prayer requests from place to place. Itinerant worshippers. Oh, there is power here, let's go. There's power here, let's go.
just donate your life to kingdom assignment. The kingdom assignment of soul winning. Number two is the passion and compassion to relieve the challenges of others. That passion and compassion to relieve the challenges of others is key to power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. If you can make up your mind, you don't have to be a pastor or an apostle. Just be interested in people. Be interested in their problems. Be interested in their challenges. Be interested in what bothers them. God will give you power. Many of us don't know that our interest is beyond praying for the sick. There are times we have to bring out money from our pocket to attend to the medical situations of people while we believe God for their healing. Out of concern, out of burden, and when God sees it in your heart, he will put it in your hands. Anything God sees in your heart, he puts in your hand. If he sees in your heart that you want solution for people, he will put their solution in your hand. Hallelujah. These two things will usher us to that frequency of power. Lift up your hands and appreciate God for his word to us this morning. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will see how great. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great. Father, we give you the praise. You are the name above all names, worthy of our praise.
Worthy of our praise.
My heart will sing.
My heart will sing.